Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Fern Shen of BaltimoreBrew.com. Lovely to have you with us, Fern.
Oh, it's great to be here, Fraser.
Tell us a little bit about this story you've been working on about the mayor's trip to Panama.
We got a lot of tweets and selfies, and it looked like a lot of fun. But the interesting part for us came when she called back to Baltimore, and she and Joe Biden were touting a project that's very controversial. That's some pretty high-level public relations assistance, the vice president, but it's this intermodal facility in Morrill Park.
You know, on its face, we pressies would be after it because, oh boy, another boondoggle. But in fact, this one seems to me to be something quite appropriate for her to be doing. And then she comes back and says, you know, X number of jobs, mm-hmm. which you always hear, but you never mm-hmm. quite see. And though we might actually see them here.
Well, yeah, that's a question. The people in Morrill Park, the latest area to be a potential site and probably, truthfully speaking, the likely site, are a little skeptical about exactly what the job benefit will be for them, because this is a transfer over of the Seagirt Marine Terminal jobs. So they asked at a meeting, will those be new jobs for us, or are these just those guys coming over here?
I mean, it sounds like there might be more tonnage coming through, and you would need more personnel to handle it, but perhaps not.
Well, yeah, and it's a, you know, they see a lot of downsides to this project. It's going to be 24 hours. It's going to be trucks, 30 to 40 trucks per hour coming through their little area. And if you know Morrill Park, it's small. It's little roads. And people at this meeting I went to, you could just see their faces fall when the city talked about mitigating the traffic impacts and, you know, arranging it so when the trucks make those turns, the radius won't be quite so sharp. They're just picturing those trucks rumbling through their community.
Morrill Park is southwest Baltimore, right?
Right, right. And they even hated to be at the point where, you know, the best they can get is mitigation. They were hoping they would not get this project at all. And, in fact, it was turned away by Howard County, Anne Arundel County, Prince George's County. And that, you know, it didn't play well in blue-collar Morrill Park, where basically it seemed like the suburban counties get to avoid the truck noise and the fumes and, you know, we're going to get stuck with it.
I'm wondering why it isn't. I mean, I guess you can't get right up to the port.
Well, the problem is the pinch point of the tunnel.
Oh, yes.
The good old Howard Street Tunnel, you know, 117, 18 years old, you know, a century plus.
So you can get the double-deck trucks through.
Right.
But not through the – but the rail cars you can't get through.
Right. You can't get the double-stacked rail cars through that thing. And it's just, you know, it's just too low and tiny and ancient a tunnel. And it's kind of the chickens of bad planning coming home to roost. And they're sort of roosting in Morrill Park, I guess, is the
way
it's coming out.
You know, when we go over the bridges and we go through the tunnels, sometimes we wonder how engineers were able to think way into the future so they build things that fit. And this would be a case where they weren't able to do that. Maybe it didn't even occur to them.
Yeah, yeah. So you have one engineering marvel down in Panama, and they're widening that, and that's what's driving this, you know, effort by cities like Baltimore to take advantage of it. But the tunnel is a little problem, and they haven't really fixed that.
Fern, thanks so much.
Thank you, Fraser.
For Fern Shen, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.